Hey, everybody, and welcome to a strong wild ride with Steve-O. We've got Bradley Martin this week, who I've met a bunch of times now while filming with Steve Will Do It. And this guy's a bodybuilding sensation. He's been a fitness trainer to the stars. I mean, the guy's amazing. And you know what else is amazing? DoorDash. It's the most convenient delivery service for whatever you need. If you want to get a meal from your favorite restaurant, any kind of supplies from the grocery store, your whole grocery list, who cares? You get on DoorDash and it's coming straight to you, so you don't have to waste your time worrying about anything but what's important. And if you go and download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code Steve-O, they're going to hook you up on your first order, man. I'm talking 25% for orders of $15 or more, and that's up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees when you're just getting the most convenient delivery service. On top of that, telling you DoorDash is the way to make life simple and get what you want and what you need when you want it, when you need it. So one more time, let's go and download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code Steve-O. You can get whatever you want delivered quick and easy, and you'll get that killer deal on your first order. So hook it up with DoorDash. Now, let's get into it.
Yeah, this is actually funny as fuck right now. Oh, this shit got me dying.
This is gonna drive me nuts.
What do you want me to do?
I don't fucking care. Just try it closer. Try
start timer.
Angles.
I don't even know. Yeah,
it's
just
320. Do math. All right.
I hate math.
All right.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bradley Martin.
What's going on?
Yes.
Dude. Yep.
So, have you met Scott Randolph?
Several
of course.
Times.
Yes, at the house.
Paul Brisky up at the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
we
to
met
see you again.
For the chips, the hot sauce.
Correct.
The butthole destroyer.
Yeah, we disclosed that we're going to put it up Steve's butt.
Yeah.
We did not disclose.
Well, before Steve got there.
Before that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I knew right away it was a terrible idea.
Yeah. You didn't want to go for it.
Yeah, no. You were bro. You talked him out of it.
Oh, you knew it was a bad idea just to even show up at my house.
No, not that. I mean, that's always questionable, but like I knew for sure the hot sauce thing, he was not going to do it. I was right. Like, there's no way Steve's doing this.
Right.
For sure
I felt a little bit bad after that one.
What, your butt?
Like, your butt
just, felt
like, bad, yeah.
I felt bad, like, oh, dude, you know, I didn't tell him what the idea was, and then I ambushed him with some butt play stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You're like, come on,
yeah,
we're going to
we
stack
were like,
18
what the
dildos
fuck just
up
happened?
Your asshole for this video.
Like, yeah, dude, it's going to be great. But yeah, so dude, thank you for doing this.
Absolutely.
And the first thing I want to tell you is that in all of our interactions now, we've made like a bunch of videos with Steve Will Do It.
Yeah.
For all of our channels individually. You post it, he posts it, I post it.
Yeah.
It's been great. Like, we've made a bunch of great content. But in these scenarios where we're shooting, like I pick up on from like Steve's video, like he's always like making jabs at you and this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like I show up to the mix, you know, and we're filming, and I start like taking jabs at you.
Yeah, people love it. People love taking jabs at
you. But you can fuck up everybody that takes jabs at you.
Yeah, but right. That's not what it's about.
Okay.
I feel self-conscious because I feel like, you know, we just met. I'm like, just, you know, just showed up in the mix, and I'm just like, think it's okay to like talk shit on you, you know? And like,
yeah. What'd you say?
I mean, I was like on the last time we got together, I was like, are you on steroids? And
yeah,
it was
the
funny.
Jabs.
They put it in the video,
yeah.
And then like Steve Will Do It. He's like, do this intro. And I'm like, I'm with Steve Will Do It. And like, whoever, you know, it's like insulting.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I just felt like it wasn't my place to do that, even though it's the vibe of the videos and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it happens all the time. I wanted to acknowledge that. Fuck, what am I doing? Like, who am I to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really mind it, man. I know it's part of like the comedy, at least in the bits. Even specifically with Steve, like, people will come up to me and ask me like, yo, does this stuff actually bother you? It's like, none of it bothers me. Like, Steve's like family to me. He's like a brother to me.
Sure.
So I know that it's all for the bit.
Right, you know? And you guys know each other for a longer time, so
yeah,
you've
yeah.
developed that rapport.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just showed up in your videos, like,
yeah.
super recently, and, like,
yeah.
So I just felt like I owed you that to acknowledge that I'm a fuckface for doing that.
Oh, I don't care, man. No,
all right,
I think it's
well,
funny.
Okay, cool, man.
I just kind of learned. I've been on the internet for so long now, and I mean, I know you get this too. Like, I just try not to take myself that serious.
Right.
Because, like, if you take yourself really serious all the time, it just, you're not going to have fun with it.
Sure.
You know?
Okay, wait, this isn't my waters. What did I do with my fucking...
That's got to be, it's probably
one of the ones that
this one's not open?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Okay, so, fuck, man, we just watched Bradley Martin before they were famous on that channel, and you've got to be the only person who's ever been on that channel who, like... You know, emailed them answers to the questions.
Emailed them answers?
That's what they said in the video. They were like...
Yeah, he said these are verified, like, that he went back and forth with you and that you, really? You helped him kind of get the information
like
right.
He's like this asshole.
Wait, what?
He wasn't supposed to say that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's
I'm completely unaware of that.
You were nice enough to answer questions via email.
You were nice
what?
Enough to...
What?
What's this channel so we can...
Before they were famous.
No, I know the channel, but I don't ever remember answering questions.
Yeah.
Like, unless, like, someone on my team did it.
He was like... He says he was kind enough to answer questions via email, and he got very personal with us saying... Talking about his anxiety being so bad that he had to, like, go to the hospital for anxiety. And I think the implication was that that was personally emailed... As, like, special information directly from you.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I do deal with anxiety, but I mean, my team would know that, like, if they had answered those emails.
Right.
And I've talked about it tons of times on the internet. Like, I'm not, right. I'm not, like, closed off to it, you know?
They made it sound like they had the
script. Damn. I mean, maybe, but I don't directly remember sending off an email, but.
I mean, maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, I like that channel. I'd check it out. So I don't want this to come up like I'm bad-mouthing.
No, that guy's cool. I think he's done a few different ones.
The McCrudden guy.
He did another one where it was like before I was a drug dealer or something.
Oh, right.
Like a follow-up, yeah. After the Steve Will Do It joke. So before there was one, and then there was like the Steve Will Do It joke, and then he made a follow-up like before he was a drug dealer.
He's like, right. Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's emailed me a bunch of times.
Do you give him answers and shit too?
Scott's the source.
I mean, that video was like 3 years old, so who knows? Maybe it's closer to 4 years old. And they kind of listed all these people that you've collabed with.
Yeah. Fuck, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah, it was interesting. It wasn't like in any way like disparaging. It was cool.
Yeah.
And you know, they said that he's collabed with like, you know, they showed you with Joe Rogan with
Kevin Hart,
Kevin Hart,
Fousey,
Vitaly.
Vitaly.
And then all of a sudden we stopped like trying to prepare to talk to you, and we were just talking about Vitaly because he's so interesting.
Vitaly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy.
Have you been in touch with him?
I haven't talked to him for a long time.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw him was like at 11 in Miami, like looked like he was like not doing too well.
Yeah.
At like a table.
Right.
But the last thing I heard of him was like, I think everyone's seen that stuff on like TMZ where he's like, he hit a woman or something.
Right.
He's not still in jail, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think maybe he's just avoiding the internet probably because of that stuff. I mean,
right.
That's a serious, I think it was like a serious thing. Like he beat up a random woman that was running or some shit.
Jumped out of some bushes.
Yeah.
How do you become like a celebrity fitness trainer? Is it because you're in Woodland Hills and everybody's in there and they want to come to your gym?
It's definitely not how you become a celebrity just because I'm in Woodland Hills. No, like, I mean, my whole life has been about the gym and training, and it's what I love the most.
Why? Because it's an outlet for like your anxiety?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Because you just always like body sculpting?
No, it's definitely much deeper than just trying to look a certain way. Like it started, you know, because of, I would say, my own acceptance of myself and being good enough, and it kind of related to my father. My father passed when I was really young. He took his life when I was 6. And since then, I kind of just struggled with feeling like I was good enough. And the gym, when I found the gym, and I was also a really angry kid. And when I found the gym around like 15, and also sports and stuff, but when I really started training, I realized how much it actually relieved just my mental, because I was constantly thinking about these things and I was constantly kind of just upset about my situation. Like I didn't deserve to be in the situation. And the gym was the one thing that like, while I was in it and I was doing it, everything kind of like, you know, disappeared a little bit. So I was like, oh, I like this feeling, almost like a drug addict. Like I want more of this. I want more of this. And, that's how I just got addicted to it. Cause it was like an escape. So becoming a celebrity trainer or whatever you call it, it just, And then that happened over years of just trying to be on social media, you know, and then being in the right place at the right time and meeting certain people and being able to develop relationships of, you know, celebrities or people who are like, hey, I need advice on this or that or diets or supplement stuff. And then it's kind of like got me into that lane. But it's definitely not because I'm in Woodland Hills. I'd say I'm in Woodland Hills because I was able to be there first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who was the first person that reached out to you that you're like, holy fuck, this guy wants me to train him or work out with him?
The first person that I actually ever trained in the industry was Tyler Perry. And this was nice. Years ago.
And that's how you got the part in his movie?
Yeah, that's how, yeah. So that's how I was in like two like Madea movies. And then, the second one actually, he wanted like a bunch of influencers to be involved in it too. Cause that's when like, I think he also understood the power of social media and wanted people right. to be involved in it on that aspect. And, I actually like hit up a lot of the people who were in that movie, like Fousey was in it. Yeah. My other buddy, Bro Science, people that were my friends. I was like, yo, you guys, he's looking for these people. And
Fousey
I knew him also.
Fousey got pretty jacked at a certain yeah. point, right?
Like, I helped him.
It's because of him.
Yeah. He got really jacked, actually.
Yeah.
Like, and that guy's been through so much, man. So yeah, many ups and downs. He's like, he was like the king of the internet on YouTube at one point.
He was definitely crushing it. And then what, he like gave away his YouTube channel to a fan or something. What did they?
Yeah, he gave his YouTube channel away to like someone in the audience, and then like his friend, and then someone else was running it, and then he took it back. And he's just gone through a lot of different phases on.
Right.
I mean, I know he deals with like literal like conditions where he needs sure. medicine, and he'd come off of it at times, and then I think he felt like he's completely good, but then something would happen, and he would just kind of go through it, you know. Right. He's a great dude, really good dude. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, no, so. I get that.
I feel like training people in the gym, like people tell you their secrets while they're working out, like you're kind of like a
oh my god, yeah, I know everything about therapist. Everyone. I know everything about everyone.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Like everyone, man.
Dude, so I just got a new publicist, yeah. which and the guy out of the gate is just destroying it. He's just pulling shit off left and right. And he just told me that he has secured for me, I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this, but a 4-to-6-page feature article in Men's Health.
What?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am a picture of Men's Health. You know why? Because I use Athletic Greens. Every single day when I wake up, I drink a bunch of water and I mix in a packet of Athletic Greens AG1, and that fills in any gaps in my diet. Plus, I can have it on an empty stomach and I don't have to worry about that, like a lot of multivitamins create problems. Not this. It's got 75 different vitamins and minerals. It's loaded with greens. It's all whole food sourced. It's got probiotics. It helps with digestion and gut health. And I mean, dude, I love it. And I want you to try it too. Plus, if you go to athleticgreens.com/Stevo, you get 5 of these travel packs for free. And I don't go anywhere without my travel packs. Plus, you get an immune-supporting entire year supply of vitamin D. And you just try it because it is so tasty and delicious. It's just a great way to start your day and to get all of the nutrients and vitamins that you need. I'm telling you, athleticgreens.com/Stevo for 5 of these packets and a whole year's supply of vitamin D. And wait until you taste how delicious it is and what an epic way to start your day. So yeah, dude, thank you, Athletic Greens. I love you. Now, let's talk about Men's Health. Yeah.
Hey, how the fuck?
So.
Why would you be in Men's Health?
Well, because I you know, used to be a disaster and now.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense.
I take care of myself. I, you know, care about yeah. certain stuff.
But you also get fucking things jammed into your spine and
that's true too,
and
right?
Get vasectomies.
Double life. I'm I like to be a conscious person, do the right thing,
yeah.
take care of myself, and at the same time I'm
reckless as
jacking off in airplanes,
flying out.
Do you like, want to take TRT for this men's health?
My shoot for this is gonna be.
You gonna be on the cover?
I don't think it's the cover. I think it's just okay. a 4-to-6-page article.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to have a photo shoot in a hair less than 1 month.
shirtless,
topless? How in shape can I get?
I mean, fuck. That's
tough. I just gotta, like, not eat like an asshole and...
Do you train? Have you been training consistently at all? Is this all...
Not really, but yeah. I have the type of, like, body or whatever where, like, if I really put effort into it, I get results pretty quickly.
Do you think you'd have enough time to, like, try to train every day? At least for an hour?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely see some improvement. Yeah, you should train it. Yeah, for the men's health thing? But if
yeah,
I train...
I mean, we leave town tomorrow for a tour,
oh,
so...
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to bring my perfect push-ups on tour.
There's just going to be push-ups and pull-ups are actually amazing.
Like, yeah.
If you could do that, because I imagine they're not going to, they'll probably have you in shorts or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the eating is hard though, right? Especially on tour. Like, how do you usually eat on tour, right. Steve?
Eating's the hardest part. I mean, that's the hardest part, getting in shape, period.
Isn't that like 80% of it?
This is so funny. Everyone always says it's like 80-20 is like, each one is like 100%. But to be fair, like, if you are just training and you eat like shit all the time, you're not going to, like, see that result, depending genetically, like, how much body fat you hold or how hard it is to stay lean, right?
Right.
So you will see an effect. Like, if you just ate a ton of food, like, you're going to build muscle. You're probably going to build some fat. If you ate the right amount of food, you're going to look more how you want to. But it's funny when people say that because it's 100 each. I can't. It's hard to say, like, oh, it's 80% this, 80% that, 10, 20, whatever. But... they're both equally important, but I will say you cannot outwork a shitty diet. So if you train all the time, and then you just eat like shit all the time, you're just running circles.
Scott's like, shit.
So no. Like, it's like, here's the deal, right? Here's the deal.
No, I'm not.
I feel like I ran 5 miles. I don't know what's going on.
Scott because, tells me all the time, oh, man, I swam like this many miles. Like,
I mean, here's the deal.
And what?
And Poquito Monster showed up.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, though. No, Poquito Monster's not bad.
But
okay. You can still be healthy, right? Like, even if you're somewhat overweight or like out of shape, as people might perceive it, you could still be healthy because you're getting enough exercise. Granted, certain foods are going to be more detrimental to your health than others, right? So you always want to try and eat cleaner. But yeah, if you want to look a certain way for like something like that, you do have to focus on your diet. Otherwise, like, you're not going to see
big time
the changes, like, physically.
I can only eat half of my shrimp burrito.
The shrimp burrito's not even that bad.
Okay,
but is it the tortilla? Is it like the tortilla wrap is not good, right?
Yeah, the tortilla maybe and like the chips and, you know.
But if you work out for like an hour a day, like who gives a fuck, right?
Yes.
Now you said you can't outwork a shitty diet.
It depends.
I said that and he looked at my stomach.
That depends, honestly. Like,
I saw his eyes. I caught him. It's like looking at a chick's tits. He just looked at my stomach.
I was like, it's not working for you. I mean, just overall, to be honest with you.
I eat my emotions.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm you on other videos now.
Not even, dude.
No.
It's all love.
But I really mean this, though. Like, you do kind of have to focus on that. Like, if you're not focused on what you eat or exercise, like, trying to... Because everyone's so uniquely different. It's hard for me to say this is one way, right?
Isn't it true that you can also, like, look like you're in shape and just not be fucking healthy at all? Because I had a doctor tell me that I'm what's called skinny fat, where he says what that means is that you don't appear to be fat, but you've got, like, fat on your organs.
Within, in between and around the organs and, like, located in certain areas where, like, it's more unhealthy.
Right.
And just having fat overall.
What's the difference between white fat and brown fat?
So brown, I believe, is the fat that it can be burned more quickly, which burning fat is you actually shrink fat cells. Right? Because fat actually never, you don't like lose fat. You know,
it's
like
Bitcoin?
No, you can lose that. No, like you don't actually, this is the fucked up thing about fat, right? You can build fat cells. Your body can make new fat cells, but it can never get rid of existing fat cells. It only shrinks them. So when you lose weight, you're shrinking the fat cells.
Oh, wow. Shit.
But they're still dormant. They're still there, and they still have the ability to. That's why people who are overweight and they lose a bunch of weight, it's harder for them to maintain that weight because, like, their body sometimes can go back. So that's why, like, one of the most important things I think that we don't talk about at all to, like, for, like, kids and, like, younger adults is, like, try to eat healthier sooner, but we just feed kids bullshit. And we let them get overweight. Like, not that it's a terrible, terrible thing, but you're setting someone up for failure because, like, the more fat cells you put on, the more you're going to have for the rest of your life. Shit. You literally cannot destroy them. There's certain, like, weird drugs and shit that might be able to, but they're like a lot. They're like really
what
unhealthy.
What about, like, liposuction?
That's the thing. So, like, a lot of times when you remove fat from certain areas, it, sometimes your body is, it's all about trying to stay the same, maintaining homeostasis. So, like, it'll, like, it could put fat somewhere else on your body that might just be weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wants to have the same count of cells.
Okay.
It's very weird.
Have you ever had...
This dog's so dope.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a period where you just fell off and just...
Like, exercise-wise?
Yeah.
No.
So you're just... No.
For how long?
For how long what?
Since you're 15 years old?
Since you're a teenager.
Yeah, 17, like, since then.
You've never fell off. You work out how many days a week?
Normally every day.
Even... So, but you're traveling all the time, too. Like, how do you...
So, maybe I'll miss one day... That's probably it.
Are you beating yourself up on that day? You're like, fuck, I didn't work out today.
No, because I'll tend to, so the days that I, if I'm not training, I'll try to be much better on like eating, my eating habits. So I'll like, because then you kind of gauge like your activity, right? If I'm not like crushing it in the gym, I know I maybe, I just don't need as many calories because I'm not working as hard. I'm not expending as many calories.
Since you were, or whatever, since you were younger, like how has, because you're pretty cued in on the science of like training and what to eat and what to do. And I imagine that's changed a lot since you started. Like, were you doing things kind of wrong at first and, you know?
Man, I don't know if it's necessarily wrong. I always had, like, a pretty good, like, basic understanding of stuff. Actually, you know what? I can tell you guys a story. So, no, I did do things wrong. I overdid things in the beginning. Let me, this is actually a real true story. When I was 18 years old, this is soon after 17 when I got, like, really crazy invested into the gym. I understood more about training before I understood a lot about exercise, excuse me, diet in relationship to training. So I knew so much about training. That's what I got into first. So 17 to 18, when I was 18, I moved out. I lived up in Cal State, Sacramento State, Cal State, whatever. Anyways, I lived there and I was so, this is like my second year into like really consistent training. And I was so crazy about my activity where like to the point I go to class, hated school, dropped out, by the way. I'd go to class, and then I'd go to, like, the rec gym, and then every night at 7, I would go out on the American River up by Sac State. I don't know if anyone knows in that area. And I would do sprints on the American River, and, like, for, you know, I don't know, like, wind sprints where I'd pick a thing and run to it. And then I'd, like, ride my bike to a 24-hour fitness, like, 2 miles away, and I would, like, do the cardio. This is real shit. I would do the cardio for 45 minutes. After, this was after all this shit. And then I'd work out for an hour. And then I would ride my bike back and continue my night. But I had like a real actual like body dysmorphia issue. I would go home then and anytime I would eat, I would like feel like, okay, I gotta do curls. I gotta do pushups. I had like a real like OCD issue. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm talking about like, to the point where I ate anything, I would get on the floor and start doing pushups like a psychopath. And anyways, wow. The reason why this is significant is because it got to the point where I had zero sex drive. Like, my sex drive was completely gone, like, to the point where I had a girlfriend, I had her come over, and my dick was just soft.
Wow.
I gave myself, like, a legit hormone imbalance. Mm-hmm. And that's when, around, like, almost 19 years old, I learned so much about hormones, about dieting, about nutrition, and I fixed myself over the course of about a year. But I'm pretty certain that I had crashed my hormones because my body was so out of whack. Like, I remember I was waking up 4, 5, 6 times every night peeing. And it's like my body's like eating itself, basically. And that's why this is like a process that it goes through. Like my body's like eating its muscle when I'm peeing. I'm peeing out like these, I don't know, byproducts of that.
Why was peeing such a red flag for you? Couldn't it have just been that you've been drinking so much water?
No, because I did drink a lot of water. But I'm talking about it was excessive the way it smelled. And I started reading about all this stuff and I was like, it was excessive. It wasn't like I'm peeing like... twice. I'm talking about every like 10 minutes I'm getting up and I'm peeing. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Mm. And the reason why it was a red flag for me, everything else was, I mean, I'm talking about cycle. Like I would, and so you guys knew at the time, I wasn't eating enough. Like I was doing all that activity every single day, like an hour of a gym and then wind sprints for 30, 40 minutes and then riding a bike for 30 minutes and then cardio for 30 minutes, an hour of training, riding the bike back. And then I was eating like no fat cottage cheese, blueberries, oatmeal, no fat. I didn't add fat to anything. I was my diet was not conducive to this at all. And I learned all that obviously after the fact. But I got to the point when I was like, this is a major red flag. Not even the peeing was like, it was tripped me out because I was like, I can't sleep and this is causing me stress. But when I had my girl come over, my dick's like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And this was at 18 years old. And that's when I learned. So like you said, that's when I learned a ton about like hormones and actually eating enough. Because I was so psycho with the training. I knew about that first, but the diet and stuff, I was...
How long did that last for?
It lasts for about, like, I don't know, maybe three to four months.
And then you got a boner?
No. That took me, like, 8 months to get back. Like, I was in that fucked up headspace for, like, 3 to 4 months. And then I was like, then, you know, the girl thing, I'm like, what the fuck? This is a problem. And then I talked to my doctor. I remember going to my doctor, and I was telling him, and he looked at me. He was like, What have you been eating? Because he could tell, like, I look like malnourished in a sense. And I was super lean. I had crazy abs. And I remember I was so, like, obsessed with keeping my abs and, like looking a certain way. And I checked myself, like, every fucking 20 minutes in a mirror. It was a real body dysmorphia problem. Like, a legitimate one. Wow. And it ended up being, like, my dick didn't work. So I go to my doctor, and he's like, yo, you need to start eating.
I wonder what this, now then there was my approach when I was, you know, 17, 18 years old. I honestly have no idea why I decided to tell the story that you're about to hear. And I'm even more confused as to why we didn't edit it out. But it's coming. And you know what? Before that, I need you to understand how much I love Hello Tushy. I've always said it. This is my favorite sponsor of the Wild Ride podcast. And note that it is reckless for me to single out one sponsor as my favorite. Too bad. I love Hello Tushy that much. They make bidets. And if you've never tried a bidet, then you don't know what you're missing. If you've never tried a Hello Tushy bidet, then I feel sorry for you. And they've got this new Tushy Ace. This is the most luxurious bidet that you can possibly outfit your toilet with. It's got a whole toilet seat with a remote control that just sticks onto the wall magnetically. And you push one button and the seat warms up to the temperature you want it to be. After you get done taking your dump, you push another button and you get this refreshing stream of water blasting onto your butthole. It's like pressure cleaning it, totally free of poop. And after you get done blasting your butthole with this refreshing stream of water, then you push another button and a little blow dryer blows your butthole dry. The Tushy Ace is the most wonderful product ever. And I already loved Tushy so much. Now I love them even more because of the Tushy Ace. And I think that you're still in time for the holidays to buy a Tushy Ace for your most beloved loved one. And you can also get 10% off if you go to hellotushy.com/Stevo. I cannot gush about this product enough. It is my favorite sponsor of the Wild Ride podcast. It's hellotushy.com/Stevo, where you can get 10% off the Tushy Ace and be among the first people to ever even try it. It's the greatest gift you can give this holiday season. The Tushy Ace. Yeah, dude. Now let me humiliate myself. Ugh. Whatever I was doing, I managed one time to blow two loads into the same rubber.
What?
I boned this chick.
Okay.
And blew a load in the rubber.
Okay.
And then just kicked it. I didn't take it off.
And then
I recharged. And then boner again, blew a second load in there.
Why didn't you take it off?
Why don't you just get a new one? Why don't you just try
it? I don't know. I was chilling. Okay.
You fucked with the load in there.
I fucked with the load.
Wow.
And then how long did it take for you to fuck again?
I don't know how long I
how long is that grace period? What's your recharge?
Yeah, what was your rebound?
Well, I was 17.
It's pretty. Sounds like it's pretty good.
I was 17 years old. I was very quick on the reload.
Like 5 minutes?
I mean, I don't know.
I've never been quick on the reload.
I hope it wasn't more than 10, man.
Yeah, maybe 5, maybe 10. Maybe I was hanging out.
Might have been the next morning. I still had that thing on. And
wow.
Maybe I
hopefully
had
a soiled
rubber on for an hour. I don't know.
Fuck, dude. I hope we watched
a movie and then we got back into it.
I've told that story like never publicly, but
well, here you go.
Right,
it's an exclusive.
Who was that? Exclusive. Is that girl? Does that they, do you?
Her name was Meredith.
Okay, shout out Meredith.
Yeah, wow. Her name was Meredith.
Meredith.
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, obviously, there's tons of girls named Meredith.
Sure.
Right. But the people who I've told that to, and you know, just in private settings, have never believed it. They're like, "That's not true."
Like, I also have another question. Like, why was she okay with that? That's like, I have a whole other like set of.
She's like, you're just, you still have the condom on?
Like, was she, like, was she drunk?
And like, you're like, yeah, I'm chilling. She,
no.
Was she not aware that that like was happening?
It wasn't even, we weren't like drinking super heavily. I had snuck out of my house that night. It was like a school night and I wasn't supposed to be out. And I just snuck out of my bedroom window. And
what the
did
fuck?
You not have a second
no,
condom?
No, you're like,
I got to keep
on.
This one.
Yeah, I had a whole pack with me.
I can't remember if I had another condom or not. Wait. Or maybe I didn't have another one. I'm not sure.
Maybe
all
you did.
I
maybe it was out
is,
of necessity. Like, I'll just keep it on.
I
yeah,
still got to know.
That might have been it.
Did she know? Like, was she like, we're going to do this again with that one? Or
I can't remember.
Like that it worked the first time.
I mean, dude, I'm 47 now, so this is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And all I remember is just that I was like, I'm kind of proud of that. Like, dude.
Exactly. You're like, this is like a stunt. It's like,
yeah,
dude, the double barrel.
Maybe
Meredith
was that
right
your
here.
First stunt?
It wasn't my first stunt by any means. No.
And yeah. Then you went back to school and told everybody.
This story is starting to sound really not good.
No, it's bad. It's really
not
bad.
That bad.
Well, I can imagine.
It's kind of dope, though.
I can imagine you went back to school the next day, told everybody, and they literally asked you the same questions we just did right now.
I can't remember that. I can feel my face turning totally red right now.
Shout out Meredith.
Yeah.
Oh,
Meredith.
My God. That's a...
Yeah,
wow.
Dude.
That sounds terrible, actually.
Yeah.
Two in the clip.
It's pretty gnarly.
Fuck.
So tell me about your podcast, dude.
So my podcast is actually, we do it right back here. I got to have you on. It's
yeah,
in the back of my house.
I was here when we drank all the eggs.
Yeah, so it's called Raw Talk.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, my podcast is called Raw Talk. I have a co-host. It's a girl. I started my podcast actually years ago, almost 5 years ago, like when I first opened my gym, but I wasn't able to sustain it because like my buddies that I did it with at the time, like started doing other things and one of them got pregnant and not my buddy, but his wife, obviously. And then,
right.
Yeah, of course. And then moved on. And then it just, I tried to do it by myself and I realized like I didn't want to have to just rely on guests. So then finding a co-host has been like incredible. Cause now we can just like talk about anything without always having a guest on, you know? Cause I'm sure
cool.
You understand like to have a guest on every time, like sometimes scheduling could be fucking crazy.
Dude, it's the most anxiety inducing thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh dude, we don't have, I've got to book someone.
Yeah.
So it's now, so awkward asking people, will you do?
So now it's like, but see, if you had your buddy, right, you guys could talk about this, is like what I plan to do. Cause I know how this works. In this industry and how people are constantly moving around, and it's hard to pin people down sometimes. We'll like talk about trending topics and shit like that. So we'll just find like
right.
things that are also relevant or conversation pieces that we want to talk about.
That's cool. We did a live podcast this last week in Cancun and we didn't have a guest. And so what we impromptu, we did a butthole beauty pageant.
In here?
No, it was on the stage in Cancun.
You did a butthole beauty pageant? So yeah.
It was only dudes.
Nice. Did they bend over?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they bend over. They spread.
Wow.
Spread good.
So
wide.
How do you gauge the most beautiful?
Yeah, what are the categories of judgment?
I don't know.
Are we looking
chose,
at like color?
I guess the audience like cheered the best butthole out
based
on
I narrowed it down to two people. And
so
the one guy had it by a mile, okay?
Why? What did he have that the others didn't?
Yeah, like, what are we, what's the gauge?
I just, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a subjective thing, but it was the butthole that spoke to me.
You know when you see it.
You're like, that's the one.
I resonate with that butthole.
Yeah, have I ever seen a butthole good?
It was just cute.
He had a cute butthole.
He won some hot sauce for his butthhole, and we shipped it out to him already.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for him.
That's good. Yeah.
Congratulations to him.
His name was...
Corey?
Cody.
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 Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, dude, so, like... With Steve will do it.
Yeah.
Like, how much time do you guys spend together? Like a lot, right? Like, you're in all of his videos and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Recently, I had been. I know he's gonna move. I think he's gonna move back out here for some time.
Okay, cool.
Not LA, but I think Orange County, where the rest of the guys are.
Okay.
But yeah, this month I had to make sure I was here because of all the stuff that I have going on with my company, Raw Gear, with like a whole apparel brand. And Black Friday is like one of the most important times. So
sure,
it's like the biggest sale. Yeah,
nice, dude.
So I just had to make sure I was here. But yeah, we normally film like at least once a week,
right?
For sure. But the last 2 weeks, we haven't just because I've been back home.
How do you feel about the way that he just recklessly throws money around? It's so fascinating to me.
Yeah. Fuck.
It's almost like the more money he throws around, the more is coming in, kind of, it looks yeah. like. But
what's the most, like, not expensive thing, but I guess what's the most extravagant thing that he's given you? Because I know he's given watches out. He's given just crazy
yeah.
shit.
He gave me a $60,000 chain.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were at the show in Florida, and he was like, I want one of everything for the merch. And I was like, cool. And then he's like, is there a tip button on here? And I'm like, nope. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Yeah. He's like, are you sure there's no tip button? I'm like, there's not. I can't do it. Yeah. Like, I can only imagine.
The craziest thing I've ever seen him do, though, was we were in Compton, and we did like a giveaway thing where he's basically giving away a ton of, like, tablets, Yeezys, like all this expensive stuff to people who came to, like, get, and also free burgers.
Yeah, and
out
he
of
did
a food
the,
truck.
I saw that. Like.
So, but this is the thing that was crazy to me. Like, yeah, he gave all the stuff away. Like, all it was like, I don't know, maybe $40,000-$50,000 in, like, merchandise, and then maybe $5,000 to $10,000 in, like, food, burgers and stuff. But when we went back to the place where the restaurant, where the burger people, right? The bill was like,
like $5, and he wrote it in a tip for like $13,000 or something.
Oh no, it's way more than that.
Oh wow.
He paid them $55,000, and then gave them like a some percent tip, and it came out to $70,000.
Wow.
For something that probably cost like
$3,800.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Like
maybe $5,000 mm-hmm. or something like that. $77,000 on a receipt. Yeah. With his Amex, and I was like, "What the fuck? That was the craziest thing I've ever seen him do. Like in one, like a one purchase. But damn. I've seen him spend way more money than that, of course. But like it was just, I've never seen someone put that much like of a payment on, you know, like a little credit card processor
right.
thing.
Yeah, I got a limit on like, my shit, dude.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I'm always reaching yeah. out too. I'm always like, oh, declined. Like,
yeah, I was like, I was like impressed by the Amex. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I don't think Amex has a limit. I think that's their deal. With,
yeah, that one.
With that one, the black.
Yeah, I don't have Amex.
But yeah, he's the thing that I've realized with Steve is like he's not a dumb dude at all. Like he's before he started doing all that stuff, I know that he had put stuff away in like certain, you know, real estate and certain investments. And then he started kind of being more reckless with like money for the audience and for the fans. And yeah, I mean, I think people, it's a part, since it was a part of the content, it's like, it gets people also more engaged because they're like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Right.
So it does kind of come around, you
for
know?
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. Does he ever say to you, like, look, dude, just give away $50,000, like, and you're like, nah, that's, you do it. I don't want to do it.
No. It's not like that. I mean, he just does it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. He's never like, yo, you got to do this or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. He's not that kind of dude.
Can I pivot to your, do you have like a daily routine that you do every day? Work out, wake up at a certain time?
I wish, man. Lately, I haven't because it's been so much more like busy work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it's just because of this time of the month with the whole Black Friday thing going on. But yeah, my typical routine, like outside of this month I'll normally wake up, I'll go train fasted, which is like I won't eat before I train.
Why? Because you burn more fat?
No. Not necessarily. I just feel better that way. I've always kind of been more of a minimal eater. Like, I don't eat as much as you probably think I eat. I just function better like that. I think a little
I
more.
I eat about 8 times what you would think I'd eat.
No. It's funny. I eat less.
I do.
You probably do.
Yeah, I
but I guarantee I eat less than what you guys think I eat.
Right.
And I've always kind of been that way. So I'll go, I'll train, and then I'll eat my first meal afterwards. And then
what's the first meal for you? Omelet?
No. So I'll eat like Chipotle or it's like a chicken and rice thing mainly.
Oh, that's your first meal? Is like a lunch?
Yeah.
So is it like intermittent fasting?
Yeah, essentially. That's exactly what it is. I mean, I've done that for years.
But you don't call it intermittent fasting, right? Because it's like...
I mean, it is. It just is what it's...
So you start eating at like 11 and you stop eating at like 6?
No, I did that. I actually did follow strictly these protocols of like intermittent fasting, which is like the windows eating versus windows not. But then I kind of just realized, okay, I just feel better doing it this way, not necessarily stopping eating at a certain time anymore. Like if I'm still hungry, even close to bed, like I'll still eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I was really serious about like trying to get a certain effect with my body, like if I wanted to get leaner and I was like, okay, I really want to do this, then yeah, I will stop at a certain time. Just because I don't, not necessarily I'm worried about the time, like it being too late at night. I'm just more worried about just eating too many more calories. Cause like I'm like a snacker in the middle, like at night, like maybe in the middle of the night.
How many calories do you try to eat a day?
I'd say typically it's probably like 3,600.
And a pound of fat is how many calories?
A pound of fat is...
Or how many calories is a pound? Isn't it like 20... Or what am I saying? Why am I...
9 calories?
Oh, is that what gram? It is? I'm just trying to think about like the daily limit, like is like 2,300 of calories like the average person should be consuming.
You're just completely making shit up right now. And you're throwing me off. I'm not going to lie right now. You're really fucking me up right now. But I'm trying to figure out what to... Were you trying to define how many calories are in a gram of fat?
I couldn't tell you where I was going. Okay.
I was like, what?
Scott was just hoping you'd pick it up after you.
Scott's face is turning way redder than mine was.
I kind of got, okay.
Just, you should have kept going with it. I would have sounded smart.
I'm sorry. You just threw me off. So if you're looking for some sort of insight into like calories, this is what people don't understand. It's like some people do. It's very, very simple. You can literally go on Google and type in BMR, which is basal metabolic rate. And because this goes along with your question you're kind of asking me. And it'll give you a number based on like your age, your height, and your weight, right? You'll get like a number. And that's your number. That's like your body's, how many calories your body burns just like doing stuff normally day to day, like waking up, walking around, doing activities. Your body will burn this amount of calories essentially, right? Roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly.
I mean, there's going to be a spectrum within there.
Exactly. And then from there, you kind of add you're going to add some for activity, and then you may take away some for like, okay, if I want to lose fat, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or if you want to add even more, if you want to build muscle. And then everyone is so obviously different where maybe it's a little bit more, maybe it's a lot bit more, you know, or maybe it's a little bit less.
Okay.
To figure that out. But like a lot of people don't know that like really basic thing. You could just Google that. It's so simple. And then just put in your numbers and it'll give you
BMR.
Your BMR, basal metabolic rate.
Do you have a special scale, like a smart scale?
No, that's just stupid.
It's stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you train people to get ready for boxing matches or MMA fights?
Not necessarily, but like I'm sure that I could. Like I wouldn't train them how to strike, but right. like for strength and conditioning as far as like having, you know, more power in the hips and probably being more athletic in a ring, I'm sure I could train someone for that for sure. Right. But like, am I training someone how to fight? No. No way.
So, and you own this gym. It's close to here?
Yeah, it's down the street. It's like 7 minutes.
That's like a big... So you said that you put like $300,000 into the equipment there?
Oh, more. Almost $600,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the name of the gym?
It's called Zoo Culture.
Zoo Culture.
Yeah, we're looking at actually moving out of there like ASAP into a bigger location. It's just been hard to find spots. And then also opening one in Austin, Texas.
Well, it seems like the pandemic... like decimated the commercial real estate market. It seems like you could probably find it.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised actually how much stuff after the fact that things are getting like bought up quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost as if like it fucked everyone over and then like all these bigger people came and bought everything up.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
That makes a lot of sense.
In the area where I'm at, it's like all these spots were like bought and then they're being turned into big, massive apartment complexes. Right.
Yeah,
Straight up, dude. They took everything.
Well, like corporate offices are turning into apartment complexes?
No, like warehousing spaces.
Yeah.
Where I would put a bigger gym.
They're converting them.
They're all just being blown down and turned into like giant apartment complexes. Whoa. You could tell like it's all these things got fucked and then everyone, all the big dollars came in and just took everything and they're building like big money centers.
That's exactly right. So when someone gets a membership at your gym.
Yeah.
They're just at the gym.
Yeah.
And then separate from that, someone can hire you personally to train them.
No. I don't train people anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, okay. I have zero time to do that.
Zero time to do that.
Yeah.
What takes up most of your time? Running a business?
Running the business, creating content, running multiple businesses, actually. Creating content, supplement company, the podcast stuff, obviously all this production stuff, the YouTube, 2 YouTube channels. I have a third-party company that I run. And then... I'm partnered in like a bunch of other companies. There's a ton of shit that I do.
What's the third party company that you run?
Oh, I can't explain that one.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone's gonna hear that on this podcast and be like, drug dealer. I'm not though. Funny though. That's gonna go really well.
When you're cruising around with the whole Steve will do it crew and everything, and everyone's getting all fucked up drinking. Are you drinking with them?
No.
So you don't drink at all.
I drink every once in a while. Like I'll have a drink if like I'm chilling or we're going out to celebrate something. Every once in a while I'll drink. It's very rare though. I don't enjoy it as much. Like drinking's not really ever been my thing. Like if I was ever going to do something, I'd rather smoke a little bit of weed, you know, or take some mushrooms or something like that. But I'm not really big into drinking because there's no like real benefit from it. Like the biggest benefit is like you can be a little bit more relaxed and like, you know, maybe in some circumstances, like not feel so, you know, caught up in yourself because right. you're drunk and you're more relaxed. But like mushrooms are actually good for your brain. Not in a massive dose all the time. That's a problem, right?
Right.
But there's some health benefits to it. And then smoking weed can be good. And it can be kind of, if you're like not going overboard with it, you can be good. But alcohol just is poison. It just makes you not feel that great.
Good, yeah.
Like, but don't get me wrong. I like to drink and I like to celebrate. I like to celebrate things. And I will have a drink. But I'm not like a big, like, I'm going to get fucked up and drink.
Right.
You know?
So. What is your... I mean, you said how like you never really like slipped, but what is your like sort of indulgent, like tonight I'm going to like go guilty to Cinnabon pleasure. Or like whatever. Like, do you have anything like that?
Oh my God. I mean, I love I eat shitty stuff all the time. Talking about food, right?
Yeah. Talking about food. Yeah.
Yeah. I love shitty food, man. I can't lie. Yeah. Like I just stay away from it, but I like cheesecake a lot.
Mm. That's a little secret.
Yeah.
Cooking.
I mean, it's not even a secret. Yeah. I'll tell you guys. I'll tell anyone. I have a sweet tooth, a big sweet tooth.
I'll shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love cheesecake.
Yeah.
Cheesecake. Nice.
So how many private jets have you been on?
Oh, man. I don't know. A ton.
You in the Mile High Club?
What's your longest distance? Because, like, a private jet to Vegas is whatever. But like
a private jet to Abu Dhabi is a different story.
You go on a private jet from LA to New York. That's like baller.
Yeah.
Have you done LA to Miami?
No, I've done LA to like Bahamas. Is that so? This kind of
that's,
far.
That's Miami.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what Nassau. Badass. Yeah.
It's what like 6 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
A ton of private planes. Yeah.
Have you ever paid for one yourself, or you just?
I paid for every time I flew with Steve. I paid half the fucking thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then in the video, he says that you didn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Everything on those fucking trips, I paid all my shit. Everything. I paid half the fucking flights of those things. I paid for the hotel room. I paid for his hotel room. I paid for everything. And it was just a funny joke.
As a casual, you know, viewer, like he always says, yeah, Bradley Martin didn't pay for anything. Bradley Martin didn't, you know.
Yeah, it was just cap.
You paid for half the $60,000 necklace he gave you.
No, he did buy that. He did buy that for me.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus Christ, I'm 32. You're like
three
twice. Pulse. Yeah, it's like I feel like a little child next to you.
Well, how long have you worked out for?
Like a day, one time.
There you go.
He went to the doctor. And they're like, "You have no butt."
Yeah, I hurt my knee, like just running.
Yeah,
and they're like, "The problem is you have no ass."
Yeah, you need muscle there to protect yourself.
I'm just learning this now.
Can you help him build a butt?
That's so easy. Yeah.
What is it? Just
like I can't go up a step right now with my left knee.
Wow, dude. See, this is the crazy thing about working out. Like, that's what people don't realize how it's. You don't need to be some big jacked fucking bodybuilder. That's not what it's about. But like literally protecting your joints and stuff as you age, it's fucking essential. Like it's going to make you, if your quad is strong, your calf is strong, and like your glutes and your hips are strong, like your knees are going to be safer. Your hips are going to be safer. Your back's going to be safer.
So if you just did pull-ups, push-ups, and squats.
Yeah, you'd be fucking solid. Yeah, I would probably do deadlifts, pull-ups, and push-ups. Personally. Just because like.
The deadlift is where it goes up. Your
you pick
arms
the bar,
above?
Yeah, the bar like this.
I see.
Not over your head, but straight from the floor, like up to your hip.
I see.
It's a big hip posterior chain movement, mainly. Mm-hmm. Squats too, though. Yeah.
Do you get paid for personal appearances and stuff where it's like you're hosting the night at the nightclub?
No, I've never done that. Never. I've been offered shit like that.
Yeah, do you do brand deals on like Instagram and stuff? Like,
nope.
No branded posting?
No. All the businesses that I have, like, that's been good. You know, it's been good enough for me. Because I'll tell you a story. I remember actually like years ago, way before I ever got like really, really popular on social media, I remember asking this kid who was sponsored by, and he was he was a competitor, and he was sponsored by a company that a guy who's a friend of mine. Now, I just don't want to say these names of the company because, like, I don't want to cause any issue with them. But he was sponsored by this company, and the guy who owns the company, who's a friend of mine, now, obviously not then, I didn't know him well, but I was a fan of that guy. So I asked my buddy who was, like, a part of the company. I was like, yo, like, I was, like, new in the industry. I was like, oh, I want to get sponsored. Like, would they sponsor me? And he was like, nah, like, we're good. And I remember being like, what the fuck? Like, I was so mad.
Oh, yeah.
And now from that moment, I was like, fuck these people. And I was like, I'm just going to do it all myself. And that's when, this was years and years and years ago, but that's when I decided, like, I'm just going to own all my own shit. Okay. And I also realized, like, on social media, it was, because when I started on social media, like, in the fitness industry, just to give you perspective, on Instagram, in the fitness industry, I was probably the first dude ever with, like, 10,000 followers. Like, I was back on Instagram from the beginning, 2010, 2011. So I saw everything come up, and I remember watching, there were certain companies that, like, were born out of literally Instagram, and they were picking up all these athletes and sponsoring all these people. And I was like, wait, like, these companies are just, these people were, you know, miles ahead follower wise. And the company kind of, like, was like, okay, let's work with these people. And the company blew up. And I remember seeing it and being like, wait, it's just like, but I was one of those people, but I just wasn't a part of that company. And I remember being like, wait, I can do this shit on my own.
Yeah.
And so that's, and then I just tried to figure it all out. And then, I mean, now I just have. So since pretty much the beginning, it's been like, I just want to figure it out for myself.
So is it, how does the, like, the content creation side of your business compete with, like, the actual businesses?
As far as, like, my attention, it would be the biggest thing.
Okay.
Like today, for example, I go to the gym and, there's so much stuff happening on the business side of things that, like, I didn't actually get to get my workout in today, which is a part of not being able to make a specific type of content, or it's just really about, like, where I could put enough energy. Cause, like, to be creative and to create something new, you got to think about things, right? Like, you got to have it come from somewhere. But if you're constantly focused on, like, maybe this back end issue, or, you know, what's happening over there, or the movement of the business here, it kind of can take you away. So I've definitely, as I've gotten more involved in a lot more stuff, it's harder to find time to, like, sit and just be creative on, like, content, and then, you know, also balance all the other things. So I've just gotten better at, you know, building out a team and trying to get people involved with my companies that are, you know, creative. That's, like, the number one thing, to try and find people who you work with. You want to find people who are giving their ideas to things instead of just doing things.
Right. I feel like I have the opposite, where it's like, you know, I'm so just so driven to, like, be creative.
Yeah.
That, like, that gets all my energy, and it's hard for me to, like, fucking open my emails. It's hard, you know, like the on the administrative side. So I got to surround myself with people
who can do the administrative.
Who can do the administrative shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a balance. It's like having both of those things. Like, you definitely want to understand too what's happening, because, like, you also don't want to be taken advantage of if, like, things are happening.
Right.
I'm not saying this happened to you, but I know this could happen to a lot of people if they're not aware of what's happening on the back end. Then, like, you're not necessarily knowing what's going on. You know,
right?
So you have to kind of have. I've realized you got to kind of have your hand in both things.
You got to wear otherwise, a lot of hats. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the craziest thing on social media. I don't think people on it get enough credit who are doing at a high level, because I think people view it just like, you're just posting content on the internet, or I'm just sitting here in a van talking to you. But
for sure,
there's so much other shit that goes on that it's like, fuck, man, I don't sleep great. The last, like, week I've been, like, stressed out as fuck about a lot of stuff. But it's like, you wouldn't see that because I'm not posting saying I'm super fucking stressed out about this.
Right.
You know, you just see me trying to post something about lifting a girl or doing some crazy shit on the internet.
Right. Yeah, so. It's nuts, man, how, you know, how social media has changed the landscape of the entertainment industry.
It's changed everything.
Yeah.
It's not just entertainment, like e-commerce, commerce in general, like
entrepreneurship.
Media. It's changed the entire fucking world, man. And it's a really massive double-edged sword, because, like, even though this political shit and the internet shit, all this stuff is, like, the way people receive information now, and, like, just once they hear something, they, like, this is true. Like, I wonder how many people out there actually think I'm a real drug dealer because Steve made a joke about it. And then someone says it in a comment and they read it like, he's a real drug dealer. It's like, yeah, I'm not. It's a joke. But how many times people see something on the internet and just based on the algorithm, the way the internet interacts with you and your accounts, like how you see information and you're just like, you see and you're like, that's true, that's true, that's true. It's fucking crazy. Like, the internet is wild.
Yeah.
Super wild, man. It's changed everything. it's changed the way, like, even dynamic between, like, men and women and, like, dating, and it's fucking...
Right.
Damn, it's fucking crazy.
It's, yeah, man. What, like, is there anything that you're pushing to...
Do you have your own supplement line?
Yeah, so I'm in the process right now. It's called Origin Subs, but I'm in the process right now of rebranding it, probably more closely related to Zoo Culture, mm-hmm. and then launching that over again. The raw gear is the main thing that I work on, like, every day. Like, my focus is growing that, is creating better items. That's apparel. That's everything I'm wearing, yeah. Everything I'm wearing.
Shit, sick, dude. Tons of stuff. Those sweats.
So this is, like, yeah, this is my number one. This is the thing that I work on every single day, no matter what. You know, we just recently, just to give you some history, like, I had been selling things on the internet that I really loved for a long time. Since 2015 is when I started the company. But it's only been about, like, maybe 13 months since I rebranded it from Raw Gear. It always had this logo, but I rebranded it from BM Figure, which is just, like, my initials. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just, like, when I started it, I was just selling things that I like this, you know. Right. And I wore it. I appreciate it. So maybe people would buy it. But it's evolved so much more just over the last year. I've involved a lot of, like, influencers who are coming up in the industry. And it's, like, taking a life of its own. It's growing, like, at a crazy rate.
So Raw Gear is the new name for something that you've been doing considerably longer.
Yeah, since 2015. So it's called Raw Gear. It's lifestyle apparel. It's gym apparel. There's weightlifting gear. It's everything.
Do you have rawgear.com?
Yeah, rawgear.com.
So that's where people go to get it.
Yeah, rawgear.com, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's, like, my number one thing. And then, obviously, opening up the bigger gym in L.A., the Zoo Culture, and then also looking to expand, like, nationwide. We're just trying to start with Texas because it's also a place I kind of want to move to.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, because California is kind of interesting. Very interesting.
I love L.A.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I love it. It's just, like, I had some friends who came to visit from some athletes. A lot of athletes will come and stay at my house here.
Yeah.
So there's always people in here. Like, you saw some of them leave earlier. Those two girls are from Austin, but where we're going to open the gym at. But they went into a mall over here, and then they were like, yeah, you need the vaccine thing. And, like, they were trying to, like, car. I was like, holy fuck, that's crazy. They're really doing that.
Scott said that he had
I went and got sushi yesterday, and they wanted a vaccine and a driver's license.
Wow.
And then I got ice cream, and they said the same thing.
Wow. Dude, I'm going nowhere.
And then I went to the pizza joint. And then
I'm like, wow, you just not eat so much. Like, Jesus Christ. For the guy, yo, it's funny. The guy who asked the most about fitness stuff. Come on.
Say it.
No, you're just like, it's you. You should maybe not eat as much shit.
I can't help it, dude.
It's fine. I love ice cream. I love pizza. I do it too.
Yeah.
But it's, I, like, can't tell.
It's just maybe not all on the same night. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm like, you know, maybe
it's
save.
It's maybe not every night.
Yeah. You're just like, dude, I love it too. Just, like, give it some time.
We're alcoholics, man.
Is it hot?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking hot.
We
it's
have,
nice though.
We have super, you know, alcoholic tendencies and
it's fine.
Addictive approaches to everything that we
yeah,
do. So
I get it.
I understand as well.
Scott, you should leave your vax card at home so they don't let you in.
Yo, that's a play. Ah, fuck, I forgot it. Can't get pizza.
Yeah.
But then you're outside, be like, hey, can you go in there and get me a
I'm just, like, jonesing outside for ice cream.
Like, no, paying some little kid to go buy your ice cream.
Fuck, it's so good.
Scott was going to try and eat his burrito during the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's just because I've been taking Excedrin migraine and my stomach's a little upset.
So you want to eat the burrito?
Yeah.
You have it?
We got one for you, too.
Yeah, we got one for you, too.
Oh, yeah, bring that over here.
Yeah, man, let's shout out anything else that...
Do you eat on the podcast like this?
I mean, we have.
We did with T-Pain. We ordered lobster.
Oh, T-Pain was on here?
Yeah.
That's lit.
Dude, he's a man.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's been, like, crushing it on, like, doesn't
dude,
he twitch?
Serious?
Yeah, he twitches it up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips of him doing it on the internet. But apparently he's, like, really successful at that.
He gave us the numbers.
Yeah, he threw out a number. It was astounding.
We can't tell you on the over the thing.
They're that crazy.
Okay, yeah, dude, well, fucking shout some other shit out so we can eat. Like, your IG is just Bradley Martin.
Yeah, my Instagram is just Bradley Martin. My Twitter is Bradley Martin. My Snapchat is Bradley Martin. YouTube,
your podcast?
Podcast is Raw Talk. That's actually the number one thing I'd say that I'm really heavily focused on growing, at least on social media right now. And I love it. Podcasting is by far my most favorite type of content.
How long have you been doing that now?
Well, so I said earlier, I had been doing a podcast, not consistently, but about 4 years ago I started it.
Uh-huh.
And I did it for about a year.
Right.
And then I stopped for about a year. And then
this
I did
this iteration
for,
with the co-host.
This iteration with the co-host, 4 weeks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's crushing. It's doing really well on YouTube, actually.
It's a smart move to do the no guest thing. I think your mom's house was saying they did that. At one time, they just for the next year, no guests. It's just us.
And well, you so got it. I mean,
you build an audience that doesn't need a guest.
Yeah, to click you got to do that. Because, like, I think, I mean, just.
Man, that's interesting.
How many times can you have a fucking guest? You can't. I mean, I guess if you're Joe Rogan, you could have a guest. Everyone in the world will fucking.
He probably is like, the messages are like probably 50 people trying to get in on his podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Yeah. Joe Rogan's got to be the one person that like he can rely on a guest because like he probably has a line the size of the earth.
Right.
To try and get on his podcast. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, we're not all Joe Rogan, all
right?
So,
right.
I love Joe Rogan, though. He's a dope dude.
Yeah.
Really good guy.
He's an impressive man, dude. No doubt. All right, do everybody follow Bradley Martin, listen to his podcast, go to his gym, buy his clothing line.
Thank you.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel. Yep.
Yeah, all that shit.
All that shit.
All that shit, dude. And try not to be such a fucking pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, straight up. That's good advice. That's really good advice.
That's a general message.
Thank you so much. Yeah, hell yeah, of course.
And there you have it, dudes. Bradley Martin, what a rad bro. I really do respect that guy. And for those of you who are able to see on YouTube, how about this fucking tour bus, man? Dude, I told Bradley we were going on tour. I didn't know we were going to be living in this kind of luxury. I mean, I want to spend the rest of my days living on a fucking tour bus just like this. Dude. And this tour bus is going all over, man. If you live in America, there's a good chance I'm coming your way. I mean, shit, dude. Check out my tour schedule. This tour is going off. Fuck yeah. Love you guys, man. Thanks for sticking around. Woo!